This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's been almost 20 years now that the North American Free Trade Agreement has been around. People can and do disagree about whether NAFTA was a good thing or not, but this much is true. Since it was passed, exports to Mexico from states like Texas and California and Michigan have shot up. But not every state has been savvy about promoting cross-border trade, including Arizona, which seems kind of surprising. From the Fronteras Project in Phoenix, Arizona, Peter O'Dowd reports.
Let's begin 250 miles south of Arizona in the Mexican port city of Guaymas. Behind me, the Sea of Cortez shimmers in the distance. In front of me, a backhoe dumps powdery black ore onto a conveyor belt. It leads to a humongous cargo ship.
You can see we are loading a ship with copper concentrate that's come from Arizona, and we're shipping to China.
Guillermo von Borstel is a port spokesman, explaining how Mexico links the southwestern U.S. to the rest of the world. NAFTA's presence here has boosted the confidence of American investors, and it's helped the port grow. Van Borstel says long-term plans call for additional docks, and early next year, a new container service could ship even more goods, up to 10,000 containers a year from Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas.
That's a relatively small amount, yeah?
Exactly. It's a small amount, but that's why we are on the beginning of this journey.
It's the beginning of a trade journey for states like Arizona as well. The Guaymas port is at the southern end of something called the Canamex Corridor, a high-priority transportation route from Canada down to the U.S.-Mexican border in Arizona. When it came to life nearly two decades ago with NAFTA, the corridor was intended to, quote, harvest the benefits of increased trade. While states like Texas and California have seen benefits from similar trade routes, not so much in Arizona. Darren Henderson is a transportation planner in Phoenix.
If you look at it as a football analogy, you know, we're just an expansion team. You know, we're just getting ourselves into the game.
In fact, Arizona is one of just three states since 2006 to see foreign exports fall. In that time, Texas exports are up 66%. Henderson says Arizona needs change.
We need to move away from being one-dimensional, focused on the construction of housing, and look at what other opportunities present themselves.
This jet flying over the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport represents one such opportunity, according to Suzanne Kinney. She's with the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
It's really a vision that we have for our state to make Phoenix the hub of commercial activity and international trade for the southwestern United States and to include northern Mexico.
Here on the outskirts of Phoenix, land is plentiful and industrial buildings are still empty after the real estate bust. The Chamber's idea, use that space to build something like Fort Worth's Alliance Global Logistics Hub with all sorts of transportation goodies.
Freight forwarders, logistics companies, warehousing, customs brokers.
The Fort Worth hub is considered the gold standard for connecting U.S. manufacturers with the rest of the world. Kinney says Arizona could take note and intercept foreign cargo that normally passes right through Arizona. Much of it would come from or be delivered to Mexican ports.
They'll be able to bring these massive cargo ships in, and then it's a matter of that transportation infrastructure, highways and rail, to get it the rest of the way.
And that's what has regional planners from Tucson to Phoenix salivating. Groups of cities are commissioning freight and rail studies. The Transportation Department is holding meetings on a new interstate between Phoenix and Las Vegas. John Barry is Air Services Manager at Gateway Airport. He says this connectivity must be part of the state's future.
It has to be. I think if Arizona wants to compete in a global market, it has to be.
But Arizona isn't the only state with big plans. Just a few miles from the border, Union Pacific has already broken ground in New Mexico on a freight logistics center worth $400 million. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.